Shmuel Aleph Perek Vav. This parak discusses the return of the Aaron to Yisrael. In Pasuk Aleph, Vahi Aaron Hashem b'stei Plishtim shebekadoshim. The Aaron of Hashem was in the field of the Plishtim for 7 months. The Mephorshim add, the Aaron was actually just left sitting in the field. The Plishtim had thought that if it was far away from large populations, the afflictions would stop. In Pasuk Beis, through Pasuk Yud Beis, the Plishtim now consulted their leaders on how to return the Aaron and stop the madness. The Plishtim leaders related the Aaron would need to be returned with an Ushim offering, a guilt offering to the Jewish God of Hashem. The Plishtim leaders continued, the guilt offering would need to consist of 5 golden mice. As they were stricken with mice, 5 golden pictures of the Tchore, the hemorrhoids that they were stricken with. In addition, they were to create a new wagon and tie 2 nursing cows that never carried a yoke of a wagon before. They would need to place the golden objects into a box, then send the Aaron forth on its way to Beit Shemesh. If the Aaron continues to Beit Shemesh, then we, the Plishtim, will know that it was not a coincidence that we were struck with a plague. Note the audacity and the thick-headedness of the Plishtim, that after everything that had happened to them, they thought it could have been chance. Who knew why we were struck with this? In contrast to Am Yisrael, who knows nothing is by chance. The advice was accepted, carried out by the Plishtim. The Aaron is now being returned to Yisrael. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, through Pasuk Yud Ches, it says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ubei Shemesh Koitrim Ksir Chitim Be'emek. And in Beit Shemesh, they were harvesting in the field. And they lifted up their eyes, and they saw the Aaron coming, and they were happy to see it. They were gladdened. The wagon came to the field of Yehoshua, a Beit Shemesh resident. The wagon and the cows were brought as a korban ola, an elevation offering. The golden contents remained in the field of Yehoshua. Everyone was filled with simcha and happiness. The leaders of the Plishtim were watching from a distance. 5 korban ashams, guilt offerings, were brought, one for each place the Aaron was in Gaza, Ashkelon, Gath, Ashdod, and Ekron. In Pasuk Yitzhes, through Pasuk Chav Aleph, which is the end of the parak, Hashem had punished the people of Beit Shemesh for treating the Aaron lightly. Hashem killed 70 men and then 50,000 men. Rashi and the Metzudas bring the Gemara and Sota. It was 70 men who were so great in value, it was like 50,000 men were killed. Radak and the Ralbag, they were punished for going back to work in their fields after seeing the Aaron. The Gemara and Sota, Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, they spoke cynically to the Aaron, saying, who got you so angered that you allowed yourself to be captured? And who appeased you that you came back? The Targum Yonasan adds, They stared at the Luchos, and it was a disrespect for them, for the Luchos. The voracious Rabbah, no one went to look for the Aaron after it was being captured. You think, the Aaron's captured, let's go look for it. But no one went to look for it, and therefore they were punished for it. The Navi continues, the people of Beit, the Aaron needs to be in its proper place. They sent messengers to Kiryas Yarim relating to the Plishtim, return the Aaron. And that's the end of the parak. The Sefer Derech HaMelech explains, we know a rule about the Aaron, as the Aaron was no seyed asmo, the Aaron carried itself. The Aaron only appeared as if people were carrying, but in truth, the Aaron carried the people. So too in our own lives. We may think, learning is difficult. Look what I do for the Torah, with a cynical attitude. However, we need to realize it is the Aaron, the Torah, that is truly carrying us, giving us expanded capabilities to handle the trials and hardships of our life. Learning Torah and being ambassador of Hashem's word truly is an honor, a privilege, and something to be excited about. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.